Dr. Oliveros, dictating for March the 6th, 2023. The name of the first patient is Michael Wilson. The last name is Wilson. Clinical case of a 71-year-old white male that is following this clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 4, period. This patient has a left nephrectomy, left upper pneumonectomy because of meds associated to bladder cancer were found. The patient has also chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to the nicotine addiction. And he has hyperlipidemia, hypertension, that are most likely associated to the CKD stage 4. The patient has multiple evaluations lately. The most recent one was on February the 14th, 2023. The serum creatinine 2.23, and the BUN is 25. The estimated EFR is 30.7 mLs per minute. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits. The PSA is less than 0.01. In the protein creatinine ratio is 400 milligrams per gram of creatinine, period. The patient has an ileal conduit after the cystectomy and prostatectomy that was done. That has been functioning well. He went recently to the Moffitt Cancer Center and had a complete evaluation with CT scan of the chest and CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis, and there was no evidence of relapse and no evidence of malignancy. Period. The patient has a chronic urinary tract infection related to Klebsiella oxytoxica. Number two, the urothelial carcinoma that was found underwent treatment with BCG that was given between September of 2018 and November of 2018. A round of mitomycin was given as well. Following number, abdominal aortic aneurysm. The most recent MRI showed that it's 3.3. This abdominal aortic aneurysm is followed by the primary care. Following number, liver cirrhosis that is related to, that was found with the MRI that was done on May 5th of 2022. Hepatomegaly without diffuse focal hepatic lesions. Following number, the patient had a left lung nodule, the status was lobectomy. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease and also atrial fibrillation or anticoagulation, followed by Dr. Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H. Following number, severe peripheral vascular disease. Following number, diverticularis of the colon. Following number anemia, that is followed at the cancer center by Dr. Shah. Following number, the patient has evidence of the Klebsiella infection in the ileal conduit. We're going to evaluate the case in 3 months. We invested 11 minutes of the time reviewing the imaging and the lab. 18 minutes in the face-to-face and 7 minutes in the documentation. The patient was emphasized the need to quit smoking.